the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, for which Allah Pak, Allah Ta'ala, with His grace, with His blessings and mercies, He has allowed all of us individuals to gather together here, to form a gathering here. Now, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, it is not restricted to a certain place or time. Rather, everything does the dhikr of Allah, everything remembers Allah, and everything that takes, every kalima, recitation, verse that takes to Allah or remembers Allah, this is the dhikr of Allah. Now, the meaning of dhikr is to remember, is to remember. And for us to say the words that make us remember Allah, whichever kalama we recite and we remember Allah, or we recite Allah's name, then obviously we remember Allah. If you recite something that reminds us of Allah, then it becomes dhikr of Allah. Yes? So for this reason, everything is dhikr. Salah is dhikr. Quran recitation is dhikr. All tasbihat, they are all dhikr. All remembrance of Allah. And all of them have their own fadail, their virtues. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. But one dhikr, one remembrance, which is the name of Allah, Ismi Dhat, which is the personal name of Allah. In Sahih Muslim and Mishkat, there's a hadith. Why is there importance on Ismi Dhat, the name Allah? Just upon saying Allah. Just saying the name Allah. Why is there emphasis on this? لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقول في الأرض الله الله. And this is a famous hadith. This is in Mishkat. It is in Sahih Muslim. Now, so big an importance has been explained about dhikr, this kalima, that the whole dunya, the whole world, its existence is based on just Allah. Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. So, we should think ourselves that how much weight there must be, so much barakah, blessings in the name Allah, what levels a human being must attain, what status a person must attain when he recites this name, and how pleased Allah must be with that human being who recites this name, Allah's name. That if a person, this hadith says that as long as there's a person on the earth, planet earth, saying Allah, Allah, Allah Ta'ala said that qiyamah will not come. Why? Because the weight will be so much that he will have prevented Qiyamah. The whole of Qiyamah, the occurrence of Qiyamah is prevented by that person who says Allah. Think about it. Think about it. So I say that those people who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah, and a person when he goes on that path of dhikr of Allah, then due to the barakah of Allah's name, then that person, due to his dhikr, he will have been stopped going into hellfire. Now, how can this person who's remembering Allah go into Jahannam, hellfire? So this is one point. We've realized that all kalimat, all verses that are there are good. But this is unique itself to recite Allah's personal name. Second point, second item to understand in this hadith. This hadith, it gives us a strong hint. It takes us in a direction. It gives us a direction, guidance that Allah says, حَتَى يَقُولُ Allah, Allah. It doesn't say Allah on its own. Rather, it said Allah, Allah. Yeah, not one, more than once. So here, the guidance is given to us that not just by saying Allah, but by saying Allah's name more. And this is called taqrar, repeatedly. Do you understand? So here we get the direction. The guidance, not just say Allah once and you stop. No. Rather, this is such a great, great method. Allah's given the tariqah Himself, subhanAllah. And this is the method of dhikr, that when you remember this name in such a way, when you remember me, Allah says, remember one thing. That don't stop at that time then. SubhanAllah. You need to repeat it. You can't just stop at Allah and then that's it, I've said it, I've done dhikr. Rather, you need to repeat it. Allah, 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 SubhanAllah. You have to continue to say Allah's name. This is the tariqah. This hadith tells us itself. So whoever does this action in this way, in the second way, yes, the tariqah, is that mashallah, all dhikr, all adhkar are benefit. But first and foremost, the Sufi Ikram, especially the Naqshbandi order, teachers have taken hold of this name Allah, Allah's personal name. This is the main dhikr of our Naqshbandi order, the Naqshbandi methodology. So the way to do this dhikr, the methodology has been taught that you have to do dhikr of Allah untold amount, high amount. That's when you'll get the benefit, that the way it's prescribed. If you do dhikr in that way, you'll get benefit. Some people say, yes, I'm doing, which I do a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening. No. No, it's kathira we must do, kathira, if you want to take benefit from this name. So the reason for this is that when we, for example, you have a cloth. Let's take some cloth, for example. If you clean the cloth, how long does the machine take? It takes time, doesn't it? The machine. Yes, so I don't know really, but I have a little bit of an idea. Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, mistaken, tell me. But the machine takes water once, then it drains, then it rinses. It rinses, isn't it? Then it takes another load, and then it continues, and the person's mind goes round the bend, isn't it? So you put the clothes in and just put the water in and take it out. No, machine once, twice, three times, maybe three or four cycles. When the machine is satisfied, the dirt has been cleaned, then it closes the cycle. All the water is then drained and rinsed out, and spin cycle and end of cycle. So brothers, if you want to clean something, purify something, then it's necessary that you have to do the cycle or do the action repeatedly. So to repeatedly do an action, what's the reason for this? The more a person does something repeatedly, does something beneficial, then our heart, by doing dhikr, will become clean. That the dirt on the clothes didn't take long, but the dirt and impurities of backbiting, envy, pride and hatred and oppression, this is such a dirt, such dirty actions and impurities that we cannot imagine. Either Allah's name Ismi'adat will take the dirt out of our hearts, or the fire of Jahannam will take the dirt out. Look at this. So you can't wash these sins from normal machines. We just say, I've backbited against someone, or I lie, I speak nonsense and I think I'm free. But Allah forgive, Allah forgive, Allah forgive. That how much we have contaminated ourselves inside. How much we have contaminated ourselves. That Allah Ta'ala has said Himself that your fast will not be there if you keep on doing something like this. If you backbite, then your fasting is destroyed. How sad. How sad. But this is such a habit, that such an environment has been made for a person. So those who do dhikr, then they get that benefit. And by doing kathir on dhikr, repeated dhikr, by saying Allah's name repeatedly, the benefit is this, that for the cleaning of the heart, this is very essential, that we should recite Allah's name in high quantity, high quantity. And then there's another hadith, the meaning of the hadith, of fawaid, the benefits that when a person repeatedly says Allah's name, the heart will become clean. Then the next stage comes, that this ismi, that Allah, Allah's name, that person's ruh, the qalb, the heart and the soul of that person becomes enlightened. Enlightened, it starts to emit light itself. Yes, enlightened. Yes, spiritually, soul, heart becomes clean, pure, enlightened. And emits light, and the qalb. So one is the soul, and the heart also is enlightened, also emits light. Alhamdulillah. So this light, we can say the light of the spirit, the soul, this is spiritual light. Spiritual benefit. In other words, the dirt comes out from inside, goodness comes inside, and the barakat of Allah Ta'ala's name is so great, is so a name full of weight and power and nur, and the whole universe, Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, my name is there, all everywhere, and it's Allah who controls everything. So due to the barakah of Allah's name, the ruh, the spirit, the soul of the person is purified, the soul and the qalb, the heart of the person is purified due to Allah's name. And then when light comes into the ruh, into the body, then the third stage comes, that subhanallah, glory be to Allah, inside that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ma'rifah, Allah's awareness, the awareness of Allah, the nearness of Allah comes. What is called ma'rifah? In other words, irfan. In other words, he starts to recognize Allah properly, aware of Allah properly. I thought my Rabb was this. I thought this was this is the person who gave me wealth, or through this person I will succeed. And I thought that due to this person, I will succeed, etc. And then he thought other people were his Lord or God or providers. But when the light comes, then everything else goes into the minus. Then Wahid, he considers one, Allah, the true God, creator, that He is mine. He is the one who's giving. He is the one who's controlling. He is the one who's looking after me. He is the one I should ask from. I should have a connection with Allah. And this is the reason that today, insan, because he doesn't do dhikr, so he's upset, he's sad, he's got problems, and from the methods of the world, he wants to reform his issues or life, and he's always immersed in problems and difficulties. Why? Because he's got darkness inside. He doesn't have the light. He hasn't recognized his Rabb yet, that Salah is not affecting him, Quran is not affecting him, another dirt comes on top, and then he's immersed by it, that he says, I pray, I read Quran, I pray Salah, I'm doing other actions, I do Ibadah, I worship, I've done X, Y, Z worship, because the color, the effect of the dhikr of Allah is not rubbed off onto him. He doesn't have ma'rifah, he doesn't have the light in the heart. But when a person enlightens himself inside, becomes sparkling and glowing, alhamdulillah, shining, then he has recognized Allah. The question doesn't arise then that he, to attain something or to please somebody, whether it's a daughter, son, whoever it is, that he will never adopt the haram, unlawful path. No. That all of the love and regard for haram and unlawful actions will never overwhelm that person. That the love for his awlad, incorrect love, will never go inside him. And he will have a pride and awareness that he will never accept or imagine doing haram. Never. He will never accept that item or that action which is unlawful. Because he's recognized his Lord. He's recognized Allah Ta'ala's happiness, pleasure, and Allah's unhappiness. How? Subhanallah, inside him the sense comes, Subhanallah, in that person. Automatically, his feelings, his emotions tell him that his feet don't go towards it, that this person doing haram, I should help him. That these people are doing against what Allah Ta'ala wants, so I should have friendship with them? No. That he's doing wrong and I do actions in line with him or parallel with him? In other words, what I'm trying to say is that we should help, there's no doubt. But that to love, to have regard, that if you have, you can say regard for someone or love for somebody in your heart who is doing wrong, then this is not correct. This is the wrong love. This is incorrect. This is against the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, for example, if somebody swears at your father, will you love that person? Of course you won't. If, for example, somebody swears at your mother, will you love that person? How can you? So maybe formality-wise, you'll meet that person. Maybe. You can, you know, just meet or greet. But inside your heart, there will be not love for the person that he has disrespected or swore at such a great person for me. That maybe akhlaq and for manner's sake, you will speak to him. But if he is breaking the principles of the deen of Allah or the shariat of Allah, then how can a person have love basis with that person? You can't, can you? That you can't have from the depths of the heart a bond or a relationship or sadness from the heart, can you? No. There will be formality, there will be meeting and greeting, but not in the depths of the heart. So when a person does dhikr of Allah, then his life and his dunya improves for the better, changes, and he has then one action left to do. Subhanallah. That a person should love for the sake of Allah and he should dislike for the sake of Allah. That's what it is. His path improves and changes for the better. Yes? أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ بُغْضَ إِلَّهِ. That love for the sake of Allah and أَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. And also dislike for the sake of Allah. Another pious elder stated for the next stage a beautiful point, that reading and reciting and doing dhikr of Allah, a person, then inside he has such a deep relationship with his Rabb, with Allah, then he starts to ask directly from Allah, request from Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying here? What does he do? That quietly he starts to speak to Allah. He speaks to Allah quietly. Difficulties come, he cries to Allah, he speaks in front of Allah. And certain pious elders, you'd have read events about them, that they focus towards Allah, they speak to Allah regularly, that Allah, this has happened to me, Allah, this has happened, Allah, that has happened. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Arifi, Nawr Allah Marqadahu, he stated that, and he was on that maqam, alhamdulillah, and he used to say that Allah Ta'ala, what do you do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is how he used to speak. That you should speak to Allah, make a connection with Allah. Why don't you speak to Allah? Have a discussion with Allah. Direct. connection. So this is where a dhikr takes a person. He becomes so close to Allah, he understands that Allah is with me. And why shouldn't I ask from Allah? Why shouldn't I speak to Allah? Why shouldn't I request from Allah? I remember a word, an event of my Hazrat Sahib, and he was sick. It was the night of Jummah, Thursday night, and he came for dhikr. And somebody held Hazrat Sahib or assisted Hazrat Sahib when they came and seated him. And then Hazrat Sahib said that my voice is a bit weak and it's hard for me to speak and it will be difficult for you to hear. There was no mic. Hazrat Sahib wouldn't put the mic. He had to take it off. And someone said, why don't you attach the mic, Hazrat Sahib? And he said, have you come here to do dhikr or have you come to listen to me? Subhanallah. What's your niyyah? What's your intention? Subhanallah. In other words, the ashik of dhikr, they don't even like that during dhikr that you have another niyyah, an intention that comes in. So if they can hear by making effort, that's fine. But don't make it your objective. If you come to do dhikr, you will get dhikr. You will get dhikr. Subhanallah. They were true, honest people, real people. There was nothing fake in their lives. But his karamat was this, that until so far away, his words would reach out far. Yes, I've seen this myself. Hazrat's karamat, alhamdulillah. His words, his voice would go far and he would take the mic back. He'd put it back. So alhamdulillah, that he said in an event regards to Allah Ta'ala, connection with Allah, closeness with Allah. He said, I'm unwell. I didn't want to say to you anything. For some days I've been unwell. You'd be upset if you heard this. But I don't want you to be upset or down. And so I have already spoken to my Allah and I told Allah, I already spoke to Allah. Allah, my Malik Hakiki, I already presented my need to Allah. Subhanallah. That's how much confidence Allah, Hazrat Sahib spoke so confidently that people went to jazb. That I've already spoken to my Malik Hakiki and I've put my request forward to him already of my state and what is. And then, subhanallah, Hazrat Sahib, that's how he explained to us. So this is the connection with Allah, discussion with Allah, speaking to Allah. How do we get this? Through dhikr of Allah, Allah's name, dhikr ismithat, that I am inviting you to. And I've told you that don't consider dhikr of Allah is a minor action, that it takes a person through all the levels and through all the benefits that are needed. And subhanallah, with this action of dhikr of Allah, du'as, the person says that in hadith is stated, the person who does dhikr without even asking, Allah Ta'ala gives to him. He doesn't have to ask, and this is another stage. Subhanallah. The person who does dhikr, that he is busy and occupied in the dhikr, so he shouldn't have to worry, because Allah Ta'ala says that Allah knows everything. Allah knows what he needs and wants and what are his issues and troubles. So his dhikr, his remembrance itself becomes dua. He doesn't need to do specific dua. Raise hands and do dua for X, Y, Z, A, B, C. No. His dhikr itself, the action, is dua for him. That he shouldn't be upset or feeling down. But please do dua, I've got difficulties and issues and asking for different things. What's this? Subhanallah. That's it. You have put forward your request. We have put forward our request and we're free. Alhamdulillah. We've remembered Allah. We put forward our request. So we don't need to worry about it. Allah will give whatever we need. That's the position of the dhakir with the grace of Allah. Yes. That his dhikr itself, his remembering Allah itself becomes his dua. They turn into his duas automatically. And he'll get what he needs. Allah will give him automatically. His dhikr itself becomes a dua. And Allah Ta'ala solves his issues through his dhikr. So, dhikr of Allah, the name of Allah, alhamdulillah, it's a great action, it's a great deed, and the dhikr of Allah's name is a great way to do dhikr. So what we need to do is regularly do this, don't consider it as a minor action. It happens that when a person gets dhikr, then when he learns dhikr, and then he says, what else is there apart from this? He says, what else should we do? That's it, just Allah, Allah, Allah. And then, after some days you ask, are you doing dhikr? Yes, I'm doing tasbih, this and that. I said, what about that dhikr I told you? Yes, you said to me, do I have to do that as well? Do I need to do that as well? So we don't understand that the dhikr of Allah is that's what we need to do. Allah says, I've given you my name and given you permission to recite your house by saying Allah, 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 Allah in the heart repeatedly. Repeatedly. What happens? When a person repeatedly says Allah's name in the heart, then mujassam, that insan, that due to spiritual cleaning, purification, he gets phase, he gets proper benefit, and he becomes close to Allah. And this is called Hayyate Wahdani in tasawwuf. What's this called? Hayyate Wahdani. Wahdani is that spiritually he's got to a very high level. That inside him, his body it becomes like a globe of light, you could say. A globe of light. Enlightened, emitting light. And in reality, all of our asbaq and lessons of adhkar of the Naqshbandi order, a person then says that Allah, that the light of this sabak, the effect of this sabak, give me in hayat wadan. In other words, he has now eliminated his physical body. He's just in this light. Please make this alive, this dhikr and the sabak. Please give me the benefit of this internally. Subhanallah. So brothers, that we can't get this through just words or listening. We have to pull ourselves together. Allah's rahmah will come. Hazrat Sahib explained this to us. We need to try and make effort, inshallah. All the fadail virtues are all linked to the name of Allah. Allah's ismi, that, Allah's personal name. And it's such a short piece of work, easy piece of work. But Allah Ta'ala gives great conclusion. Great conclusion. That's what we see. Such a great conclusion. So that's all we need to do is in our lives, we need to make a regular habit, the dhikr of Allah, and especially the name of Allah, the personal name of Allah. Make this your life, make this your food for your ruh, for your life. And all of this that we have, we get this, in reality we do get this. It's not just by speeches. If you practice with sabr, patience, with regularity, steadfastness, istiqamat, with yaqeen, certainty, travel towards your destination. Travel towards your destination. That is the true salik, the student on the journey who started from day one until the last moment. He continues to travel and move and act. Don't say, oh, you don't come nowadays. What's happened? You're lazy. I can't see you. I haven't seen you nowadays. Have you left coming? Then consider that person. Then the enjoyment goes. Enjoyment goes. Disappears. Isn't it? The enjoyment's disappeared. Up and down, repeatedly remind a person. The person, the man is this, that he's taken the hand of guidance, the taking of the name of Allah, grabbed hold, and he's been taught, then regularly, repeatedly, consistently, he shouldn't leave the path and he should continue to attend and come. I see, for example, in the streets, I see one or two people, I'm happy, that since they have taken assistance, since they've come, I've never seen, maybe very few times, few and far between, I've seen that they're not in the majlis. They are always present in the majlis. And I am surprised. I am also happy at their istiqamat and steadfastness. And I do dua for them. That Allah, you've given istiqamat for this, to this person. He just sat there. And before that, he didn't have any understanding. He was listening. He's probably sitting and listening even now. But we should praise such a person. MashaAllah. Those people who are regular. So you can never leave empty handed. Never ever. The question doesn't arise. But all of what Allah Ta'ala has given, with love, Allah Ta'ala has given us His name and His remembrance. And He comes regularly. Never misses. Anyway, He said, this is it. End of story. And when initially before that, He was upset. And He took hold of my company. I said, this is it. Carry on traveling. Carry on traveling. Doing, implementing. And the Shaykh doesn't need to keep repeating, why are you lazy now? Why are you not coming? Why have you left the path? This is a game then, isn't it? A drama. Yeah, this is not attaining the destination. You're going to a great destination. And you're going away that there are restrictions and hurdles and barriers and obstacles. Sometimes you leave it. Sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you do dhikr. Sometimes you don't come, or you do come and you don't want to do it. What is this? Okay, if somebody's weak, make niyyah from today. Then consider I've been back today. Alhamdulillah. You understand what I'm saying? That make niyyah from today. Then maybe Allah knows how much life is left. And then the life of steadfastness will be recorded for you. If you realize today and make amends. So we shouldn't leave the majlis. How can we leave the majlis? Our life is with this. With this. Come, sit down, understand or not. Whether you understand or not. Whether you feel like it or not. Whether your heart feels like it or not. Whether your body's not with it or not. Whether you're feeling tired or sleepy. No, istiqamat. Come, sit and take part. Subhanallah. So this is happening today, this is happening tomorrow, and I couldn't do this yesterday, I wasn't able to do this. Then the person like this, he cannot travel along on the journey. So this is very important, it's necessary for us that the work that people are doing, this is a great piece of work, but for this there are few things that are essential. With yaqeen, do it with certainty, and never leave that place or leave that action, continue regularly. The shaykh should never have the need to ask you, you're not coming now, what's the issue, you've left, or you're not coming really. And you shouldn't have to make the shaykh ask you, or okay, the work of the dunya is there, The issues of the world are there. But even the issues of the world are get success through Allah, due to Allah's name. The car, if it's driving, is due to Allah's name. That is driving, it's moving. I've told you the hadith. So the work of the dunya carries on. Ups and downs keep on coming. But if we leave the name of Allah, then how will we get success? So give priority to what? To the dhikr of Allah. So here now, remember, there's nafs, shaitan will stop us, we won't feel like it, we'll give excuses, delays. At that time, remember the words of the Shaykh, the Hazrat Sahib said, the benefit will be like this, do the work like this, your actions the way that your teacher has prescribed, and then stand and sit up, say, no, I've got to do it like this. I'm a weak student, I'll be included amongst the weak students, and I should get A1 grade, alhamdulillah, high class grade I should get, and be in the good books, May Allah Ta'ala give us all istiqamat, steadfastness. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina al-mursalin. اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے جو بھی ہم نے ذکر میں دعائیں مانگی تو قبول فرما اے کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا رمضان کی اچھی گھڑیوں کو اپنی قیمتی گھڑیوں کو میرے مولا اپنے فضل سے اچھے اعمال میں صرف کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ذکر و شکر سے ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما یا کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے بقیہ رمضان کو بھی حسن طریقے سے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اچھی عبادات نصیب فرما اچھی دعائیں نصیب فرما یا میرے مولا اچھے اعمال نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس رمضان میں اپنا قرب نصیب فرما اپنی محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں اچھی اچھی عادتیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما ہمارے اساتذہ مشائخ کرام کے درجات کو بلند فرما تمام مومن مومنات کی بخشش فرما امت کے تمام مومن مومنات کی بخشش فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق محمد و علی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین